I'd like to turn this over now to Scott Whiteman, who, with a few other people, attended this conference. To say that the descriptions that he saw are every parent's nightmare does not do them justice. It is beyond belief that what is happening could be happening at all.
In considering homosexual programs in the public schools, one is always told that the goal is tolerance. It's not about sex, it's about tolerance. It's about civil rights. It's about human rights. It's about anything but sex, so they say. But when I recently attended the 10th annual Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network Conference, GLSEN, I heard quite a different story. You should know that this conference was fully supported by the Massachusetts Department of Education, the Safe Schools Program, the Governor's Commission on Gay and Lesbian Youth, and some of the presenters even received federal money. The audio excerpts you hear on this tape were recorded at this GLSEN conference. My experience, and what you are about to hear, was likely not a unique experience. This was my first GLSEN conference, and the majority of the tape you are about to hear was from the first two workshops I attended. To think that I could have been so lucky as to stumble into workshops that are not normal for these gay student-teacher conferences is highly unlikely. I would not be surprised if you heard the same things if you attended a GLSEN conference in your own hometown. Some of what you are about to hear is extremely explicit. This tape is intended for parents and adults concerned with the homosexual agenda in our schools and should not be listened to by children without parental supervision. If it's all about tolerance, why is the following question necessary?
Diet versus swallowing. I don't know about the calorie count of tongue. All right, is it rude? Let's ask that question. Is it rude not to swallow?
No.
No?
Oh, no.
No? So it's in good spectrum etiquette to let you know what you say about?
Tolerance. You just heard a public employee ask 14-year-olds if it was rude to spit rather than swallow during oral sex. David LaFontaine, chairman of the Governor's Commission on Gay and Lesbian Youth, and the man who is mostly responsible for the gay-straight alliances in Massachusetts, tells us, quote, "We believe very strongly that all students should not be sexually active in high school."
Okay, so my question is, what's spinning? A little known fact about this, is you don't make a fence like this. When they do it, it's like this. This is a lot easier. And then...
And then you work your way up to it. You put one finger in, you put two fingers in your hand. Some people can take your hand, some people can't take your hand.
It's about tolerance? If gay-straight alliances are not about sex, why are the people who run gay-straight alliances telling students about fisting? What you did not see is the man leading the discussion positioning his hand and showing 14-year-olds how to insert their entire hand into the rectum of their sex partner. When I brought up a similar concern at the December 21, 1999 Board of Education meeting, Marcel LaFlame, chairman of the Student Advisory Council and a member of the Board of Education, told me, "You're operating under the premise that gay-straight alliances are all about sex. I'm speaking for myself. As a founding member of our school's GSA, it is not all about sex."
One of you is a young lesbian who is really attracted to this other woman and is getting down to the wire where you're thinking about having sex, never had sex with a woman before. And this is your really hip GSA lesbian advisor. Who do you feel you can talk to?
Tolerance. If gay-straight alliances are not about sex, why are the students told to go to their really hip GSA advisors to get tips on making the first move? He is actually recommending the student to go to the gay-straight alliance advisor to learn how to approach someone they've never had sex with before.